Hi, this is Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I wanted to say thank you to the Radio Labyrinth producers. Those are the people who are the top tier donators to the Patreon page of Radio Labyrinth at www.patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Now, without further ado, here are the people that produce Radio Labyrinth each and every week. Tim Slayton, Brett Perkins, Mike Hall, Chad Shepard, Andrew Hopkins, Sean Hall, Roby Neely, Keith Tate, Todd Ellis, Brian Smith, Mike D, Matt Carter, John Sutherland, and Eric Malmstrom. Thank you all so very much.
You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm gonna blush, sorry.
I now go by the name of Daytona. Jackie Daytona. Don't sing if you want to live
long. They have no use. I'm concerned that treating a mobster provides you some vicarious thrill.
It wasn't exactly vicarious. I had to go into hiding, remember?
And wasn't that thrilling?
F*** you.
I call it the super duper missile.
All right, everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 5, Episode 21. We are here live, well, not live, but we were recording it live, because there's no other way to record, on Zoom. Zoom, everybody's got a cool background, well, Jeff and Steph do. Jeff, is that a suede background?
No, I looked for one, but I couldn't find one that was big enough.
I have that problem quite often myself.
That does look like a total suede background, though.
It does kind of look like his. Hmm.
Yes, and Steph, you have what? Step Brothers?
The Step Brothers, a movie Tim has never seen.
I've never seen it.
Boggles my mind.
Why does it boggle your mind?
Because it's iconic at this point. It truly is iconic. There's so many lines from this movie that people say all the time, like that I guess you just don't even get the references for.
And Tim loves that dude that plays the dad.
Who?
I can't remember what that guy's name is.
I forget what his name is, too, but he's such a good actor.
That's helpful, the not knowing part. Step Brothers. I'm going to look it up on IMDb right
now. Please watch it. I beg of you.
That movie kind of became like a cult classic in a way.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mainstream movie, but then it didn't do... I don't think it did crazy when it came out, but then over the years, people are like, oh, man, Step Brothers.
Richard Jenkins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Andrea Savage is in it.
Yes, and Mary Steenburgen, she plays the mom.
Hmm.
And she's really good. You really love it. Boats and Hoes, Tim. Boats and Hoes. Adam Scott. Adam Scott is hysterical.
I like Adam Scott. He's a good actor.
Catherine Hahn, she's a fool in this one. This is one of her best roles.
Catherine Hahn, what is she in?
Like everything.
Yeah, not Madeline Kahn. That's a little late
Catherine
for her.
Catherine Hahn, she's...
Is Ira low or is it just me?
Ira's low.
You told me to turn down, and I'll turn up a little bit.
Just a little, not too much. You're too loud that weekend.
Is that good?
Yes.
How's that? That's good?
That's good.
He's good? Yes?
He's good.
So we've had a very big week of people who died, dying. We had a horrible week of that.
We're starting with death? We're beginning the show with death.
Two of the biggest stars of comedy and pop culture in the last 50 years have passed away this week, and we haven't talked about them. One of them being, of course, Jerry Stiller. Yeah.
He's the one who said who died, right? Originally.
No, it was Seinfeld's dad.
Oh, Seinfeld's dad? But he was talking to Jerry Stiller, right?
No. He was talking to his cousin. Who died, right?
Oh, yeah. No, nobody died.
No, anyway.
Yeah, and so he passed away, joined his wife in heaven.
Apparently a really good guy.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. And he's been in our wheelhouse pop culture wise ever since I can recall. I mean, remember in the 70s, Stiller and Mara were on everything. They were on every variety show.
Before my time.
You don't remember them?
I don't. No, I didn't watch that.
You're not that much younger than we are.
Well, no, but there was things I watched and things I didn't.
I didn't watch that either.
Did you watch Archie Bunker's Place?
No.
Ann Mara was the cook in Archie Bunker's Place. And she was and occasionally Jerry Stiller would come on and play, I guess, her husband or boyfriend or something like that. They just did a lot of stuff together. Love Boat, all that shit. And of course, he went on to, you know, be on Seinfeld and King of Queens, right?
Yeah, that was like 85% of the reason why I watched King of Queens was just for the Jerry Stiller moments.
Yeah.
I never watched it. Is it funny?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I never watched it either.
What?
It was funny. It was funny, like, for the first few seasons. Yeah, it had some definitely good episodes.
Hmm. Well, it's terrible that he's passed away. And then even bigger than that, I think, maybe, is Fred Willard, who was prolific and super funny, and he was 86 years old. I had no idea he was that old.
It's almost a similar level, except you know Fred from movies more than TV, and Frank more from TV.
Yeah.
I was checking out Fred Willard's IMDb. His first credit is 1966, so that's 54 years ago. And 54 years ago, he would have been 33 or 32.
And that's late for an actor, really.
Yeah, yeah. I bet he did a lot of comedy and very good improvisational, a comedian and actor.
Where was he from? Is he like a Midwest guy?
You'd think that's what he would sound like.
I know. He seems very Midwestern and
Shaker
wholesome.
Heights, Ohio. So yes.
Well, see.
Yep.
That's weird.
Why?
Because I just finally pushed on and watched Little Fires Everywhere, mm-hmm. and it takes place in Shaker Heights, and Lynn Shelton, the director, which was Marc Maron's girlfriend, died yesterday.
She was Marc Maron's girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She had a blood disorder.
She's only 52.
Holy shit!
Sorry, everybody, for starting off in such a.
Well, look, we got to inform the people of, you know, tragedy.
Well, they all know. We're just, this is our take on it. Here's a couple other things that Fred Willard was in. Get Smart. He was on that once.
Yeah.
Love American Style. The Burns and Schreiber Comedy Hour. I don't remember that. A lot of appearances on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
The Bob Newhart Show. He was on that. Let's see. I'm skipping. Laverne and Shirley. He played the man in the bathroom.
I don't remember that.
That could go.
Anyway, yeah. Silver Streak. Fernwood, of course. The Fernwood Tonight series. A lot of episodes of that. Do you guys like that show?
I have no idea what that show is.
I don't know what that is.
I liked it too.
It was the fake talk show before Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never heard of that. I guess the episodes are on YouTube.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Martin Mull was in it. Connie Stevens, a bunch of people.
Hmm.
And where do we go from here? Salem's Lot, he was in that. Wow.
Did you play in Salem's Lot?
Larry Crockett.
Oh.
Let's just jump ahead and talk about Best in Show. I mean,
we're getting there. And
there's Christopher Guest movies, all of them.
All the Christopher Guest movies. Starting off, by the way, with not a Christopher Guest movie. He was the Colonel in This is Spinal Tap. He's talking about his hair to them. And
right.
Yes.
Is a Christopher Guest movie, kind of. Right?
Well, he's in it, but he didn't direct it or write it. And Real People is the first time I remember seeing him, and he was my favorite on that because he was sarcastic. You guys remember that, right?
The show, yeah.
I loved Real People.
So did I.
Was he a host on Real People?
He was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, they had like five hosts.
Skip Stevenson, Sarah Purcell, Byron Allen, who's like a mogul now.
Yeah.
Who was John Davidson wasn't on there?
No,
that's incredible.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's incredible with Fran talking
to Kathy Lee Crosby.
Yes, the first Kathy Lee,
not Gifford Crosby. Yeah. Crosby Gifford.
Right. it's just in a ton of different DC Follies. I remember that show.
Sid Croft's been posting about that since he passed.
Yeah, that was a good show. Holy shit, I forgot about that. That's another show I'd like to go back and watch. Not necessarily the news. And then, you know, he was on every show, every fucking show. And
not necessarily the news. Yeah. What was that on? That was on HBO. That was great.
Yep.
Wasn't he on a lot of the game shows, too?
Yeah, they had a lot of game shows. But also Roseanne. He was a main character on Roseanne, Sister Sister, Family Matters.
Yeah.
Anchorman.
Yeah, people must have loved working with him. He must have been so professional and so good at what he did that it just, you know what I mean? Like, to be in everything like that.
Well, I mean, he was brilliant too, comedic. I mean, just for the fact that we're talking about Christopher Guest movies, which most of the time, those are all improv, and the things that he would just come up with on the fly.
Yeah.
Right. And
that Best in Show, that was the funniest thing ever with him.
Yeah, you got to wonder, how much of that do you think they improvised?
I think a lot.
Most of it.
Yeah.
He always does that. That's why a guest always gets the same people, because he'll give them a premise and then he just kind of like go for it. Like, I mean, how he wants the scene to go, and then they just roll with it.
Who is that crowd for all those movies? It's like Catherine O'Hara, Christopher Guest,
Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy. TV people, and then some younger people to, you know, sprinkled in. Parker Posey.
Mm-hmm. Hank. No, not Hank.
Michael McKean.
Who's the other guy on The Simpsons?
Harry Shearer.
Mm-hmm. Harry Shearer. Yeah.
Yep.
Michael McKean. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, my favorite of all those is Best in Show. Although I like Waiting for Guffman too.
I love Waiting for Guffman. The songs at the end.
Yep.
It's the rule. We need stools.
Waiting for Guffman has that innocence that the other ones don't have, but it does. Everybody's so naive and everything. For Your Consideration, I think, is the weakest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Wind's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I liked Mighty Wind. Oh,
yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that, like you said, Waiting for Guffman, how they don't know that Corky's gay.
Yeah.
None of them.
Right. I still consider Spinal Tap part of that genre, though. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's Rob Reiner, but it's kind of the same thing.
There's a lot of the same people in there, and it's kind of like that improv-y. It's the same feel.
Without Spinal Tap, you don't have those other movies, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, God, all those people. Taking a lot of those people. And Jeff, how was the Mr. Show thing that you watched last week?
Pretty good. There was a lot of technical difficulties. And
oh, really?
A lot of people not knowing when they were supposed to go to their material that I guess Bob Odenkirk had written for them.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was a lot of people going like, if you would look at the script now.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job, though, for what they had with so many people.
Yeah. I think they raised a good bit of money.
Yeah. And did you guys watch it?
The funniest thing they did was like the parody of Gal Gadot's Imagine video, but they did Eat It.
Yeah.
With all the celebrities. Like every celebrity you could think of. Weird Al was in it himself.
Well, I saw people posting that.
Yeah, a bunch of people from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
And Rhea Seehorn and everybody from Breaking Bad.
And Weird Al.
Yeah.
You said it's on YouTube now, right?
Yeah, it's on David Cross's YouTube page.
I think you can watch it for free on YouTube now.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. It was pretty good. I liked one of my favorite characters was on real early. You remember the character, if you watched Mr. Show, where he had the fake mustache and thick eyebrows, and he was, it's the crime stick. Ding, ding, a little bell on it.
Yeah.
I love that character.
And David Cross was trying to do two the fake eyebrows too, but they kept falling off.
Yeah, they kept falling off. It's nice to see some of the people that you don't see all the time that were on that show. Like, I don't see, what's her name? Jill? Is that Tom Kinney's wife?
Yeah,
you don't see her a lot. And there was somebody that they kept saying didn't want to be on it, or wasn't.
I can't remember who they were talking about.
Yeah, I forget her name. Karen Kilgriff or Kilgriff or Kilograph or something like
that. Who's that?
She was on Mr. Show.
I see. Somebody from the original thing.
Yeah.
I never watched the originals, as we discussed.
But it's all these things that people are doing in the middle of this. Every podcast I listen to now, so that's why I'm going to not bitch anymore, because every podcast, even the super, like not Rogan. Rogan's the only one that doesn't sound super bad. Everybody else is the same. You know what I mean?
If they're just the overall sound?
Yeah, people dropping out. You know, I've been listening a lot to, well, pretty much the main podcast I look forward to every week now besides Gilbert is Talking Sopranos with Steve Sciarippa and Michael Imperioli, and they have the same stuff we got going.
Conan, too, he's been recording from home.
Yeah. But I listened to Dennis Miller from a couple weeks ago. There was no problem with that. There was with John Lovitz, but not with Dennis Miller.
Yeah, maybe you just get lucky where you are, you know? I mean, you got a strong signal, you got the right time of day, you know?
Time of day has a lot to do with it.
Sure. Yeah. We should do the shit at midnight.
Yeah, let's start doing it 3 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. I'll get up at 2:30. We'll record it. You guys ready for that?
Sure. That would actually be easier for me, to be honest. So how you guys feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you a little more optimistic about the world today?
Yeah, I mean,
Don't go to Twitter. It'll kill that. Go ahead.
I got some new shoes.
Nice. Did you buy them at the store or order them in the mail?
I ordered them and did curbside pickup at DSW.
Look at you.
I'm so glad I did. Well, you know, the crashing economy is great for the consumer right now, especially for the female shoe shopper. Because DSW, they're like practically giving these freaking things away. So I got like four pairs of shoes. I'm like so shoe rich. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, all dressed up and nowhere to go now, though.
Well, I mean, I still got to go to work. And we still judge each other. We're all walking around in masks looking at each other's shoes still. That'll happen till we die.
What are those?
So I do get these issues. But I wanted to say that when I went to pick them up, I saw tons of people going into DSW to shop. And they all had masks on.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to do that. I'd just rather not even do it. If I gotta wear a freaking mask to shop, then I'll just buy the crap online and pick it up. It's just not fun to me.
I've gotten used to it now.
This whole curbside pickup thing needs to keep going, though, even after this pandemic.
Agreed.
Because I'm a lazy person and I want them to bring it out to my car.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
When I go to the grocery store now, if somebody's not near me, I pull the mask down so I can breathe. If they start coming near me, then I'll put it up over my nose. But I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it.
Cut a hole in the mouth.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
I do that so I can smoke.
Yes, you can smoke.
Yeah.
He wants to be healthy.
Hey, look. There's a lot of studies going around saying that nicotine helps in prevention or treatment or whatever I don't know. There's a bunch of studies that are confirmation bias. I'm like, yep, I can keep.
Yeah, well, it makes. I mean, if you've already fucked up your body, then you have a better shot of having immunity to this shit, right?
Smokers already know how to social distance because everybody fucking hates them.
That's true. Yeah, they're used to it.
It's true.
That's true.
Well, it's the same studies that say wear the mask because it slows the spread. Then the other studies say don't wear a mask because you're killing your chances of building up immunity.
Don't wear the mask when you're wearing the mask. That's what Dr. Fauci says. When you're wearing it, you don't want to wear the mask because we can't go anywhere. In fact, the earth needs to stop spinning until there is a vaccine for this. Horrible, horrible thing that we keep telling you different things about.
Now, Dr. Fauci, if you're making ravioli, do you need to keep the mask on while you're stirring the ravioli, or can you take it off?
You have to, because if you get the ravioli covered in the COVID, then you have COVID ravioli. That's not good.
Is it like a vodka sauce? That's like a...
I like COVID cannelloni.
COVID cannelloni. COVID crapaloki.
Anochi.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live with Bill Murray and Sting, but it was the episode with the Hibernol.
Oh, God.
We sleep through the entire...
That old one, right?
Yeah. That'd be great. I wanted to give a quick shout out to one of our very important sponsors. That's LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They are there for all of your construction printing, whether they are commercial or residential. They've been in Athens since 2005. That's Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece. And with fast turnaround and low prices, they are an essential business because construction is still going on. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. That's athens@ldiline.com. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Hey, before we keep going here, I want to say thank you and welcome to our two newest Patreon members, right?
What? We got new ones in this economy?
We do. I think these people got all their tests. You have Matthew McElmore, who joined in to be a Radio Lab Patreon member. And then we have Brian Nix, who joined in.
Oh, thank you, Matthew and Brian.
Yes, thank you.
Guys. Fellas, that's what I like to say, fellas.
But those are two guys that sound like they would cut holes in their masks.
Yeah.
I got to say.
And they just canceled.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
well, yeah, they're glory hole masks.
Now, come on. They would appreciate that.
I know. Glory hole. What?
Now, Steph took it too far. I was okay.
That's what I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell glory hole masks.
Oh, we got a message from says, I've been listening to y'all for a while and always have a great time listening. I have a question. Have any of you guys watched a show called Happy on Netflix? Yes, we all watched Happy.
Yes. Season one, amazing. Season two, I thought was a pile of shit.
All right, don't trash it for me. Maybe it's just starting. Go ahead, Jack.
I had fun with season two.
Wait, Happy was the one with
The dude from
Maloney.
SVU.
Yeah, Christopher Maloney.
Yeah.
And Patton Oswalt played the little.
That's what it was. Yeah,
that's what happened.
I'm like thinking of Happiness, and then there was like another Happy something show. I don't know. I couldn't. I didn't watch all the season one of that. I watched like half.
I loved the first season. Yeah. So gritty and violent and insane. It was it was so over the top violent. It was great.
It was great. And then I kind of fell out in the second one, but it was all right. It was
okay. Season two was good. They had more of like a narrative throughput through the entire season of season two. And maybe that's what people didn't like about it. It just wasn't as crazy as season one.
Go ahead.
I'd be curious to see if the listener has made it to season two and if they liked it as much as season one.
Write us back.
Write us back and let us know. Thank you so much.
This is Matthew or Brian that asked that.
Matthew. He's going to go pop some tags, right? Because his name's Macklemore.
Brian Lewis and Macklemore.
What?
Isn't that a band?
Well, it was a guy, Macklemore. He was a white rapper.
Right. What happened to that guy?
Who was his what?
He had that collaborator that he worked with all the time.
Brian Lewis. I didn't get too deep with Macklemore.
Are you thinking of Slim Macklemore?
Yeah.
Those guys are probably delivering Amazon packages right now.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are busy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're up and down the road all the time.
Our UPS driver has been breaking our balls hardcore. He's funny. But, we're having stuff delivered to the house like every day, you know, and he walks up the path and he's just shaking his head looking at me. I'm like, I know. What do you want from me? So he yelled at us and he told my wife to stay 6 feet away from her credit card.
That's funny.
It's pretty good. So we have this whole thing going on now. I'm like, look, I'm buying stuff for the kids. They're stuck at home. I got to do something.
Well, yesterday was Saturday. We record on Sundays. Yesterday Caitlin put together these two raised garden beds, and we're going to try to grow stuff in them.
Oh, look at you guys.
Oh, yesterday.
It's domestic bliss over there.
No, yeah. We're not going to grow weed in there, not in the front porch. And so I filled it up with the dirt, and then I put a good layer of cow poop in there, cow manure.
Yeah. Mm.
Get your hands in there. And then I had collected a bunch of worms last week. Worms. And collected a bunch of worms.
Worms to ex-girlfriends?
And put them in a jar and with some food to eat and stuff. Anyway, I put them in the garden thing. It was so cool to be like using your hands and touching worms and throwing them in the dirt. All the stuff you did like all the time as a kid, but now you're an adult and you're in the middle of a pandemic. So I got to touch worms again.
You don't still pick up worms sometimes? I just do.
I don't see worms.
Well, I mean, like if I'm out in the yard doing something and I'll move a rock or something and they'll like a bunch of worms or something, I'll just like, pick them up and move them and stuff.
Copperhead.
Copperhead worm.
Right, exactly. Copperhead worm.
Poop is liquid gold. It's like gold for your soil. Gold for your soil.
Steph, how many Stanley Nichols did that background cost?
Oh, what did you say?
How many Stanley Nichols did that background cost?
At least 100.
What is that background?
It's The Office.
Okay.
It's the talking head scene.
Right.
The talking head.
Yeah. I kind of recognize it, but I was like, all right. I like it.
Thanks.
You know, it almost matches mine. Look.
It does kind of. You don't have Stanley or Phyllis behind you.
I don't, but look, if I do this.
Wow. That actually looks cool, Steph, like you're on The Office. I'm going to put a picture of the blue waffle that I found the other day.
No.
No, don't you dare.
What was it?
You don't know the blue waffle? No.
I looked up after the show, but don't. Yeah.
No, Google it right now.
Don't do it in front of Jillian. Don't do it in front of Jillian.
I don't want to do it in my house. I don't want to do it on this computer.
No, don't do it on the computer.
It's an Eggo. It's Lego My Eggo, but it dyed blue.
Look, anything that you think is funny, I'm not even going to consider
it. You can get a blue waffle at a lemon party if you really want one.
If you stare into the blue waffle, the same thing that happened to Giovanni Ribisi in The Gift will happen to you.
Right now. People, don't Google Blue Waffle, because I want you to continue listening to us.
I'm sure that's going to stop people from doing it.
You remember Two Girls, One Cup?
Yes, but I never watched it because I can't do it.
We watch it every year at Thanksgiving at my family. Say, Papa?
Before dinner or after dinner?
It's Steph's turn to serve chocolate ice cream.
Hope it's soft serve.
It's Grandma Jenny's turn to eat it.
Oh, jeez.
Delicious stuffing.
You know how it just cascades out like a walk. Anyway.
All right.
That was fake, though, right? They didn't really do that.
When I found out it was fake, I didn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah,
for no. Oh, you fecal freak.
I don't know what's fake about it. Something's coming out of something and someone else is eating it. That looked real to me, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. We'll do a retrospective on all the gross internet things.
Should we? Do you think people are clamoring for that?
Yeah, that'll be a nice bonus show that I will not be a part of.
Why not?
Because I'm going to throw up all over the place.
What else is going on? What do you guys watch this week? We all watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Everybody but Ira.
Yeah. Ira,
you're missing out. That's the one show I don't harangue people about TV, but you don't like it, huh?
I promise I will go back. Because you guys are so into it, I'll check it out.
Watch the movie first.
Yeah.
Watch the movie.
I feel like I can't remember shit, but I feel like I watched the movie, but I can't remember it.
Then you didn't watch it. Because if you watched the movie, you'd remember it.
I'm pretty sure I did, though. How long ago was that movie out?
Like 5 years, 6 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, anyway, I'll watch it. I promise.
Now, this week, super hilarious.
Though, Jackie Daytona, Jeffrey Daytona, as we see down there in the corner.
Where'd Jeff go? Oh, there he is.
Jeff, what did you think of that episode? Because that girl that you hate is on it. Hank Moody's daughter from Californication.
It was still fine. I was still okay with it. She was fine in that for me.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, oh no, Steph's going to hate this episode.
You don't like that girl. What did you say about her? You said she was hideous or something.
I can't even remember. Wait a minute. Yeah, well, she's another one. No, you're thinking of Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
It's his daughter. She's got Shire face. That's the one I can't handle.
Shire face.
It's a hobbit. She's got a hobbit face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they have the full, like, what's his face on Ozark? The one cousin? He's got Shire face.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's banging the old lady?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shire face.
You know, it's something happened. Like, they didn't get enough nutrients in the womb. Something happened. And then this is caved in and cash registry looking. And then this is bulbousy.
All people are beautiful.
No, they're not.
Jeff called him Shovel Face.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, something bad. But there's something wrong. Like, they only had, their mom only had Tic Tacs and coffee the entire time they were pregnant. I'm sorry.
Shire Face. That's going to be the name of this episode, Shire.
Talia Shire Face.
Talia Shire Face.
So guys,
ironically, she didn't have that. Tanya Shire was a beautiful woman.
If you're not watching or have never watched What We Do in the Shadows, it's really, really funny. And if you listen to the show, then you're probably going to like it, I think.
I think so, too.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I think you'll for sure like it.
And Colin is my favorite still. But basically, this episode's fish out of water type thing, Ira, where one of the vampires is threatened by another vampire who doesn't live there, who's played by Mark Hamill. And it's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. All right, look, if Mark Hamill's on it, I'm in.
Yeah, you know? Mark Hamill made that episode. Well, everybody was good. So he leaves, and he goes, I've got to get out of here. And he goes and lives in Clarion, Pennsylvania, and he's running a bar, and he's getting the volleyball team, the local volleyball team, which sucked till he moved there, starts to win everything. And it's just hilarious. And that girl that we were talking about, she's the bartender at the bar. And
Well, you have to go back to the point of the reason why he leaves is because he's trying to disappear himself. You know, he's being hunted down, and his kit, Ira, he has a kit that he always uses when he wants to disappear. And it's a pair of dungarees and a toothpick. So when he puts those on.
I see.
So immediately.
Okay. See, Nissa, now I understand the Jeff thing.
Exactly.
Right.
But the dungarees and the toothpick, that's his disguise. Anytime he puts those on, you have no idea who he is. He's not.
Right.
All right, see, I'm laughing. So if I'm laughing, that means I'm going to check it out.
And the good thing is you don't need to, there's no continuity, so you're not going to like, oh, what's going on here? I don't understand. If you watch this one, you'll love it. Because again, Mark Hamill, fantastic.
But I can watch it on FX, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I canceled my Hulu, so I can't watch FX on Hulu now.
Do you have regular cable still?
It was sort of. Yeah, we have like, we got the AT&T TV Now, you know, right. The streaming. So it should have it.
I watched Godzilla, King of the Monsters with 11.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Was so awful.
What a crap fest.
Not good.
No, none of you saw it?
I saw it. It was a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
I don't have to. I don't have time to waste on horrible shit.
Well, I love those old Godzilla movies.
So do I.
Me too.
But not one of the modern ones has been any good. The one with Ferris Bueller sucked. The one with Breaking Bad sucked. And the one with Stranger Things sucked.
Breaking Bad.
But you know, yeah. You know.
But Cranston's in it for like, what, 5 minutes? That other one.
Cranston's in it for 5 minutes. So wait a minute. Have there been four? Is this the third one?
I think it's the third one. And then there's a Japanese one, though. Which I've heard is really good. I can't remember. I don't think I've seen that one.
The guy in the suit stomping on the buildings. Fighting Mothra.
I like the one with the little kid, remember?
Godzuki.
That wasn't his name. It wasn't Godzuki. Godzuki was the cartoon.
Oh.
It was that little fat round thing that was supposed to be Godzilla's son.
Baby Godzilla.
The Baby Yoda Godzilla.
Yeah, the Baby Yoda guys. They could only blow smoke, little smoke rings.
Yeah, and he would always clench up like a little toddler.
Yeah, it was so cute.
It was so cute.
Yep. But where's the mom? That's what I want to know. Where's the mom?
What is he? You know, he's a man. Maybe what it was is that Godzilla can reproduce. Like, he's got both of the, you know, he's a hermaphrodite. He can, yeah.
He's AC/DC.
My favorite Godzilla is when Bobcat got stuck in the Godzilla suit and stomped on the buildings in One Crazy Summer.
One
crazy
summer. Great party.
Oh, very good.
What a great movie that was.
Oh, my God.
Savage Steve Holland. He doesn't do anything anymore, does he?
No.
Back when you used to sit and for hours try to get through to a radio station to win a contest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I did that all the time when I was a kid.
People still do that.
Oh, my dream.
Not as much as in the old days because there's not as much to give away, but people still do that. We called them prize pigs in the 2000s, and we had lists of people who were not allowed to win a prize for 60 days because they won all the time.
Right.
They'd show up at every
live. They'd be penalized for that? I guess they
would. Yeah, there's rules because they win all the time. But
it was a bunch of bullshit anyway.
Well, yeah, here you won movie passes.
Right.
Who's going to waste all that money and gas to drive from, I don't know, Cumming, Georgia down to Midtown to pick up movie passes?
You are correct. And I remember being in high school before school one morning. I was so jacked. This is in West Virginia. It was a station out of Charleston, West Virginia. And I called in. It was a trivia question about Foreigner, the band Foreigner. I don't even remember what the question was, but I got it right. And I won.
Lou
Graham, Rochester.
It was Lou Graham. I don't remember, but I remember it was Foreigner related, and I won dinner at Rocco's Ristorante.
Oh, so that's a good one.
But I never went and got the tickets. I didn't have a driver's license. I was only 15.
Oh, I see.
Or not tickets, but the gift certificate.
Yeah.
And those assholes, they won't mail it to you.
I won a free pizza at some pizza place in Elmira, and Jeff drove up, and we got the gift certificate. It was Judd St. John. John St. John was the disc jockey at 94 Rock. Hi, it's John St. John. Congratulations, you won a pizza. And so it was by that housing development across from the cemetery where Mark Twain is buried. You remember, Jeff?
Picnic pizza.
Picnic? Was it Picnic Pizza? Yeah, it was. And right across the street, Mark Twain, he never got to sample it.
I won NASCAR tickets from the regular guys. My ill-fated appearance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I gave them to my boss, and she almost lost her mind. They were, like, really good seats, too.
What was that promotion that you showed up to be a part of?
Were you Alki Ho?
No, it was the tits thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember you talking about that. I never heard it. You have that recorded.
When I won the first time. I won the NASCAR tickets when I won.
Good for you, Steph. You know, that is – I'd put that on my resume if I were you. No?
All I know is my boss, she was super excited about it.
About you being on the show talking about your boobs?
No, about getting the NASCAR tickets. She's a huge NASCAR fan. She's
what about your husband? Was he excited?
Yeah. For NASCAR? No.
The first thing I ever won on the radio was a pair of tickets to see the Psychedelic Furs. But I didn't know who they were, so I sold them to someone on campus. Because I wasn't in college yet. I went to the radio station in our town where I won them and got the tickets. And they said, "You sure you're going to go?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm going to go." I didn't go. No one. Who the fuck are the Psychedelic Furs? I don't know who they are. Oh, I know that one song. Pretty in Pink.
Isn't she? Wait, and Love My Way. It's a new day.
Bro,
I think you did the right thing.
Love Rocket opened up for him at that show.
Did you go?
I don't think so. But I think that Love and Rockets ended up opening up.
Didn't they do? I don't know what color your eyes are, baby.
But your hair is long and brown.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Dude, they used to be in Bauhaus.
Oh, yeah.
Bauhaus.
That's German.
Bauhaus. I don't know what it means. What, you were going to say something, Ira, a minute ago?
Yeah, what the hell was I going to say? No, I don't remember.
I love the way the sunlight hits your face.
Yeah. So it's romantic.
Did Tim Michaels ever give away any promotions?
Tim Michaels, you're going to get yourself a gift certificate to Berrigan Sub Shop.
This is the Tim.
Sub and a bag of chips, Middlesworth chips, and a small drink available if you're caller number 10. Yeah, Jeff and I did a game show.
Yeah.
TV trivia, which we stole from our high school hero there, Bob Bogart.
No, Bogart that Bob, man.
Jeff used to Bogart Bob.
We were talking about what we were watching. All we got to was What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Nobody else watched that Gary Marshall special?
I watched I watched it last night, Jeff.
Wasn't that good?
It was great. It was long, though.
Yeah.
We started.
It was worth it with all the famous people that worked with him and got their start from him.
Did you guys watch it?
No.
Mm-mm, I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, check it out. I mean, it's an ABC special, so you know what to expect. But I'll tell you what, you know, it's like, you see all the old clips from Happy Days and from all the other stuff. But every time I see old clips of Laverne and Shirley, I'm always laughing my ass off so much.
It was a funny show.
My God. I watched it a lot when I was little. But every time I see it now, I'm like, why do people not go back and binge Laverne and Shirley? You never hear about that.
It got really bad after Shirley left.
Laverne. Those earlier ones,
they got bad when they went to California.
Yeah, well, that's when she left.
She was on for two seasons in California.
Yeah.
One. And even had Rhonda. Remember Rhonda, their neighbor, who, Steph, you don't know who that is now, huh?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, you didn't know who that was.
What?
Rhonda, who?
Linda Easterbrook.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Callback. To my
now I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, she was anyway. Remember, I did that horribly hard game,
and I was like, "Who the hell would know who that is?"
Oh,
I
yeah,
giving him shit about it because it was such a.
But the Happy Days of Gary Marshall. Right. Everybody should watch it if you can watch it on demand.
Yeah. What other shows did he do besides Happy Days? Laverne and Shirley.
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy.
I mean, he did a ton of movies later on too. I mean, you know.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman was the big one. They talked about Beaches, which I never saw, but I was crying just watching the retrospective on Beaches.
Yep.
So is it on demand?
Young Doctors in Love. Yeah, I'm sure it's on demand.
Yeah, we watched it on demand ABC last night.
Okay.
Couldn't fast forward the commercials. I was up to like 2 a.m. watching this thing. It was long.
There's a hack you can do for your remote that'll let you fast forward 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
Look it up online. Yeah.
All right.
What's up?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
No?
Disappearing into the wall there.
Here, well, let me get rid of it.
But yeah, they had everybody talking. I mean, Gary Marshall, apparently one of the nicest guys and one of the coolest directors ever. Like, everybody just loved him.
I didn't watch a lot of TV this week, listened to a lot of podcasts. Have you started, Ira, have you started the Bogdanovich one yet?
No, but I'd like to.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
He does impressions. I mean, he's really good at it. He was so friends with Orson Welles, so he does a good Orson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love his scarf. He always wears a nice kerchief.
Yes, and don't call it an ascot because it's not an ascot.
It's definitely not an ascot.
Does he talk about Sopranos at all?
Yeah, he should have been a better counselor to Dr. Melfi.
That's Dr. true.
Elliot Kupferberg.
Well, and then
whole thing about how he left his wife for oh my god, why can't I think of
Dorothy Stratton?
No, he went.
No, the Star 80.
That was later. He left his wife for, why can't I think of her name? And I feel like an idiot. Moonlighting.
Oh, Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah, he left it for her. And then he did a bunch of movies with her. All of them were flops. And then they wouldn't let him cast her anymore. But he had like three in a row. Paper Moon. What a great movie. I love that fucking movie.
Slow, though.
It is, but she deserved the Oscar. Yeah. Ryan and Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah.
Last Picture Show. And then you guys remember, in the 80s, there was a movie with Ryan O'Neill and Shelley Long and Drew Barrymore called Irreconcilable Difference.
Yeah. Yes.
Did I bring this up last week?
No.
I think I did.
No.
Well, it's loosely based on him and his first wife. And Sharon Stone kind of plays the Sybil Shepherd role. And it's really interesting. And he hated it. I just found all this stuff out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I want to listen to that.
That's the one. Oh, shit, my ear just.
What?
I feel like I went swimming. My ear just blew.
Wouldn't it be funny if we all had that going at the same time?
Oh, it's the COVID. 5G.
Everything's a sign of COVID.
It is.
Everything.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Anybody else besides me and Jeff watch the Mandalorian gallery?
I haven't.
No, I did not.
So good. You need to watch it.
Yeah, so there's three episodes now.
Oh, there's three now?
Yeah, I watched the third one, too. Basically, it's just a behind-the-scenes Mandalorian thing.
Yeah.
With Jon Favreau, and he has all the directors.
Yeah.
You know, Taika Waititi and Bryce Dallas Howard, and they're all sitting around. And, you know, the discussions are great. And
yeah.
Who's the one guy who created the Clone Wars with George Lucas?
Yeah, that's the...
The other creator.
Filoni.
Dave
Filoni.
And that guy, he's fascinating to listen to because he worked side by side with Lucas for years. And,
right. He's like the heir to George Lucas.
Yeah, good casting for next season. A lot of good casting news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we got our boy.
W. Earl Brown.
Oh, yeah. W. Earl Brown. I wonder if he'll get killed in the first episode he's in.
I hope not.
And then now Oliphant, right?
Yeah. Mini Deadwood reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Timothy Oliphant, right. And also Katie Sackhoff, right?
Yep.
From Battlestar Galactica.
He said Katie.
Katie
Sackhoff. Worlds are colliding, Jerry. Battlestar Galactica and Star Wars.
But it'd be really cool to have some Deadwood-type language in there, wouldn't it? I've practiced
that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why don't they get Swear Engine to be in it? Get Ian in the... Ian McShane, he'd be perfect.
Oh yeah,
Boba cocksucker, Boba cocksucker. That guy who played Boba Fett and Jango Fett is going to be on it too. So
yeah,
so I'm guessing Boba Fett's alive.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to pull that off. I'm curious to see.
I mean, I'm sure he's still digesting in the Sarlacc pit.
Right.
God, that's such a good post Star Wars thing compared to a lot of the other shit. I hope.
Oh yeah.
Are they ever going to be able to shoot it? That's the other thing. When?
I think the principal photography was already done.
Oh, wow.
Well, that means they just need to edit it, and you can do that without...
Well, how did we not know those people were in it if they did the principal photography already? They leak it out after they're done?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, anyway, it's interesting to hear. Even it seemed like they collaborate, like all the directors of the different episodes kind of collaborated together with Jon Favreau and with George Lucas. Like George Lucas was involved.
Really?
A good amount. Yeah. And they show him on the set with Favreau and with, I didn't know that either. Yep. So yeah, watching all this stuff and the way they can't, it sounds like they were just kind of riffing on a lot of stuff and they came up with all that stuff together, which is really cool.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Do you still have Disney Plus though?
I never did. I mean, yes.
Like that Barbara show, the Dinner for Five show that he used to host with the
right.
They sit around and around that table and chat.
I read that Disney's having an issue now between different factions of the Star Wars universe that they have. You have Kathleen Kennedy and all the shit that she touches that turns to shit. And then now you got Jon Favreau with the cool stuff that he's making. I say let Favreau take care of all of it.
But okay. Kathleen is on this Mandalorian thing too.
Yeah.
Why? What is it? What happened with her? She did all the prequel stuff.
All the prequels, and not the prequels, but all the post George Lucas stuff, which is all 99% garbage, except for Rogue One and Han Solo or Solo. To me, I never watched the animated shows. Everybody seems to like those animated shows.
Yeah, like Clone Wars and all that stuff.
Those good.
I haven't seen them either.
Steph?
No, I never watched them.
I have a controversial proclamation.
I said Steph's too busy watching Jim Shortcake in the new lesbian She-Ra. I'm sorry, transgendered She-Ra.
Is there?
Yeah, well, it's been for a couple of years now, but the new She-Ra. Remember how She-Ra in the 80s was hot? I mean,
yeah.
drawn to be like a, you know, like a sexy woman with a figure. Now she's androgynous and transgendered.
Isn't it He-Ra?
No, She-Ra. Come on, hey. It's not cool, man.
It's them, them-ra.
They-ra.
Them, they, them and they-ra.
I'm they-ra.
That's it.
It couldn't have been.
They have the power.
I have the power.
She-Ra was a boring cartoon, though. I watched it, but purely just because of the lady spices. That's the only reason why I watched it, because I was a kid and there wasn't like a whole lot of female. But it was not nearly as good as He-Man. Couldn't even come close to it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would watch it and it would make me angry that it was so bad. But I would still watch it.
Just a reminder that this episode of Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, G-Y-R-O. They are open as an essential business offering curbside takeout and delivery through Grubhub and Uber Eats. They're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 and Saturday from 12 to 9. And please note, they are currently closed on Sundays until further notice. Go to their website, which is atlantapizzagyro.com for their full menu and links to make your delivery or pickup order. Remember, you have to pay ahead of time, so using the website links to place your pickup orders is going to be very helpful. Any questions, call 770-483-6228. That's 770-483-6228. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. Hey, Ira, you have a game, I see.
I do. Do you want to play it?
I do want to play it.
All right. Let's do that. It's a short one.
Get it real ready. Let me just announce that next week, when you hear the show, it's going to be the same show with the same people, but we're going to format a little bit differently. So be on the lookout for that. And we don't have any questions from the audience this week or show or television show recommendations, but we do have stuff for our playlist, which we'll also talk about after the game.
Okay. This game I came up with, since we could use it for other subjects, I called it New Reboot, Who Dis? And the reason I thought of this game is because a new Scooby-Doo movie just came out. It was just released, you know, on video that you can rent it. So it was released on the 15th, and, you know, there's been a zillion Scooby-Doo TV shows and movies over the years, of course. So in this game, I'll give you the synopsis of a Scooby-Doo reboot TV show or movie and the cast. You need to guess the name of that particular show or movie, and it will be multiple choice because that would just be too hard if it wasn't.
Yeah, because go ahead.
Now, I only have five.
That's pretty much all you need.
Yeah, well, I know. But we'll see how it goes. All right, number one. This is the synopsis. The Mystery Gang reunite and visit Moonscar Island, a remote island with a dark secret. Daphne wants more than just a villain in a costume, and they get more than they ever expected. Starring Scott Innes, Billy West, and Mary Kay Bergman. Got it?
Okay.
Now, is it A, just Scooby-Doo? These are movies, by the way.
Right.
Is it B, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island? Or is it C, Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed? What do you think?
B.
I'm going to say Zombie Island.
You're saying B, Zombie Island? With Scott Innes, Billy West, and Mary Kay Bergman? What do you think, Steph?
I'm going to go with C.
Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed?
Yes.
Tim?
I said B.
Oh, you said B.
Yeah.
Well, Tim and Jeff are correct. It was Scooby-Doo on Monster Island. I'm sorry, Zombie Island from 1998.
Oh, told you there
was a lot of... Oh, look at you. Good. What is
that's
that from?
That's not Scooby-Doo. That's from the Venture Brothers.
I was going to say. Yeah.
But it's referencing things. All right, number two. The synopsis is, the Mystery Inc. gang must save Coolsville from an attack of past unmasked monsters brought to life by an evil masked figure trying to unmask the gang. Starring Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar, General and Matthew Flynn. Lillard.
Oh. This is just the Scooby-Doo movie, right? The first Scooby-Doo movie.
Is it? What are the choices? I'm going to give you the choices. A, Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed 2, Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc., or Scooby-Doo Where Are You?
Three.
You're going to say it's C?
Scooby-Doo Where Are You?
I think it's three also.
I think it's three also.
All right, you guys suck.
Why?
I mean, I love you all.
What is it?
It was A, Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed 2.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I've never watched any of these fucking Scooby-Doo movies, Ira. So I know, have no fucking clue about this.
No, neither have I, but I figured just going on the cast, which we know the cast.
I didn't know that cast made two movies.
Well, see, we're learning things today.
By the way, that image in my background from the Venture Brothers, instead of Scooby, it's the Son of Sam.
That's
Shaggy's
awesome.
A complete burnout drug addict. It's hilarious.
All right. We only got a few more here. So it's a guessing game. I know, but I figured going by the cast, we can try to figure this out.
Except for Jeff.
The synopsis is on number three, Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. gang are launched into the 21st century with new mysteries to solve. Starring Frank Welker, Casey Kasem, and Mindy Cohn. Is it A, Scooby-Doo and Guess Who? B, What's New Scooby-Doo? Or C, The New Scooby-Doo Movies?
B.
I'm going to say B also, What's New Scooby-Doo?
What do you think, Steph? Scooby-Doo and Guess Who?
I'm going to say B too. Frank Welker, was he not the voice of Optimus Prime?
Was he?
He was a lot of cartoon voices.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was in the original, I think.
It was not Optimus Prime.
You guys all redeemed yourselves. It was B, What's New, Scooby-Doo, from 2002 to 2006. It was a TV series.
Zoinks.
All right. Number four.
Thank you.
Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. gang are launched into the... Oh, wait. I just did one. I'm sorry. Number four. Scooby-Doo and the gang face their most challenging mystery ever, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus upon the world.
Cerebrus.
It's Cerberus. Cerberus.
Whatever.
As they race to stop this dog apocalypse, the gang discovers that Scooby has an epic destiny greater than anyone imagined. Starring Will Forte, Mark Wahlberg, and Jason Isaacs.
This is Scoob.
It's what just called Scoob?
Yeah.
Or is it... Okay, is it Scooby Goes Hollywood? Is it Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins? Or is it Scoob?
I'm going to go with C.
Yeah. Jeff seems to know that it's definitely Scoob, so I'm going to go with C.
He was right. That is the new movie that was just released. It's called Scoob. I don't know. The trailer actually looks kind of good. I might watch it.
The only reason I know is because I found out Will Forte was playing Shaggy, and he doesn't sound right. They should have got Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound right?
No, Will Forte is not doing a very good Shaggy.
No?
That sucks.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be... Isn't this like a prequel? Like, he's supposed to be young Shaggy.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, anyway.
Because it's Matthew when Lillard learned how to do it straight from Casey Kasem, and he did it the best.
Yeah. It's supposed to be when Shaggy and Scooby...
I'd love to watch Scabby do.
Scabby and Doogie.
Hey, it's your cousin Scabby, the meth head dog.
Maned rattled dog.
All right, this is the last one. I apologize. You ready?
Please.
The synopsis is, Scooby-Doo and the gang attempt to solve creepy mysteries in the town of Crystal Cove, a place with a history of eerie supernatural events. Starring Frank Welker, Mindy Cohn, and Matthew Lillard. Is it A, Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, B, The New Scooby-Doo Mysteries, or C, Scooby-Doo, Where Did They Go? It's a movie.
I'm gonna say Scooby-Doo, A. Where Did They Go?
A.
Jeff's going with A. Jeff and Tim win this one. It's Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, which I had happened to watch. I think it was on Netflix, and it was actually hysterical.
Yeah.
The kids were watching it. It was done very well. It was from 2010, and they had all kinds of guest voices on there that you guys probably would have liked it, actually.
I have not watched anything Scooby-Doo related since A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, the cartoon that used to come on.
Yeah, I hadn't Scooby-Doo either. Yeah, me neither. And then this Mystery Incorporated came on and the kids were watching it, and I found myself sitting down with him and like laughing my ass off. So anyway.
I guess I might like it if I had a kid to watch it with, but you know what I mean? Like, I did not like it when I was younger. The original
I liked it when I was younger.
Scrappy-Doo sucked. And then the robot, what was the robot name?
No, I can't remember.
Dino-Mutt.
Dino-Mutt.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. So that was our Scooby-Doo game.
Thanks, Ira.
You can edit this out.
We're not editing it out.
We could do this with other reboots, though.
Okay. Oh, that'd be fun. I like
that. That have a lot of reboots. Like, we could do it with Godzilla movies.
Oh, yes, we can.
You didn't like my game that I put in the document called Mike TV?
I liked that. I didn't see it until just now.
Yeah. Mike TV? That sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mike TV, did you guys listen to the wrap-up of Westworld?
No.
I'm still listening to it. I started it 3 days ago.
Well, I didn't watch the show, so I didn't see,
right.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know what the hell they were talking about because I didn't watch the show this season. I don't have HBO anymore, except for when I steal Jeff's.
Yeah, you can steal mine.
Steal Jeff's HBO. You thief. Well, I'll have a game next week. I'll do that one. We'll do the Mike Gurman Trout. I think if we alternate, Ira and I go, every other week, we'll have a lot of fun with that. What do you think, Ira? Ira's definitely the game master, though.
Well, no. If I have inspiration that comes, I put together some piece of shit like this. So, I'll either have it or I won't.
So Jeff, what'd you say? We're working on getting some interviews. Jeff, you said, who'd you say might want to come on in June?
Jerry Goldman.
Oh, cool.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my God, I would die.
I haven't talked to him in so long.
He remembers you.
Really?
Hey.
Had to say hi.
Oh, hi Gary.
We could have
him listening. So,
I thought he might be in Georgia because he posted something about going on a run, like, I guess he was standing up with that guy that got murdered.
Oh, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be in Georgia. Maybe he was in Georgia for that.
He said that.
That's nationwide, that thing.
Yeah, that's a horrible story.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I don't want to talk about it on here.
Well, yeah.
It's horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Liam Neeson's going to be the guy in the movie, though, when they do the truth movie.
What movie?
Liam Neeson's going to play the guy that went out looking for the guy to kill.
Oh, that's right. I intended on just walking around and then...
Jeff, what is that?
What are you talking about?
His background. What the hell is that?
That's Titanica.
Oh,
show.
Yeah. That's a sketch. The guy... Titanica is a band that they're making fun of Metallica.
Yeah.
And the kid attempted suicide by listening to their music, so they go to visit him in the hospital, and that's what he looks like. He jumped into a pot of acid.
Oh, Jesus.
And so,
he's still alive.
Yeah, they get freaked out by him. They give him backstage passes in his shirt.
On what show?
Mr. Show.
Oh, on Mr. Show. Okay.
And then so they record another song called Try Again. Head first this time. Head
first this time. Try. So bad.
Oh, all right. So speaking of music, is there anything we haven't talked about you guys want to talk about before we do the music? Like I said, next week's show, we're going to go back to a different format, a little different format, a little longer.
Yeah, we're all going to sit here naked.
No.
Oh, I'm here. Who wants to see that?
You're going to talk about that band you and Brian Adams are going to form?
Oh, yeah. The Bad Haters?
That rant was great, man.
It was hilarious. He goes full rant, and then all these people on Twitter were thinking that he was like a Trump supporter. He's like, oh, I'm just a vegetarian, man. I lost my shit.
Yeah, he was pissed that people were eating bats.
Yeah, goddamn bad eaters in Wuhan, China.
Well, the article said that he put it on Instagram and nobody said shit and everybody was just sympathetic with him. And then he put it on Twitter and everybody went nuts, right?
Yeah, well, you can't put stuff like that on Twitter. It can go unnoticed in a lot of places, but you put it on Twitter and then the woke brigade gets it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say, though, as a vegetarian, the people who got all upset this week about what they're doing with the pigs, because the farmers, they've got a whole crop coming in from the breeders. They don't have room for the pigs that they have, and the slaughterhouses are closed. There's nowhere for them to go. And pigs have to be slaughtered by around 7-8 months, or they won't take them at the slaughterhouse. They're too big past that. So they're going to euthanize, I think, like 4 million pigs nationwide. Mm-hmm. So there's all these people that were upset about it, like going on and on about it. And I have to say, what is the freaking difference? I mean, they were going to kill them anyway. They were going to eat them anyway. But this is sad. This is sad to these people. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
You will tell me when
those the freaking difference. Can't
they at least feed them to Carole Baskin's tigers or something?
I mean, Seth, come on.
Huh? Seth, you'll let me know when those piglets stop screaming, right? Yeah, why don't they just give every kid in America a suckling pig?
I think there's a lot of people that just didn't even realize, you think the bacon that you're eating is some big, ugly, hideous hog that would gnaw your leg off, but it's not. It is the cute little Charlotte's Web pig. That's what you're eating, and you don't like to think about it.
Glitzy from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo's on Cameo now.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, she looks so different, vastly different.
Like, you want to do her?
No.
Oh, my God.
My mom needs to go on there to make money to pay off her debts.
What happened to her mom? She's
got hitmen coming after her kids.
Fuck. What a horrible family.
That's another Georgia family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who got that assignment?
Makes you proud to be from this state, doesn't it?
We have a glorious state. We do. We have a really good state. Georgia's a wonderful place.
I like Georgia. Georgia rocks.
I do, too. I like that I can go get my hair cut at the bowling alley.
My husband, he's waiting for our hairdresser to get him in. And I told him, why not just go to that sports tits place and get it cut? And he's like, no, it's the Hooters of hair. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you don't mind him going and doing that?
Yeah, but they'd never, not the one near me. They don't have anything to look at in there. Anyway.
I told him, I said, go and ask for the ugly one because you know she can cut hair.
I got my appointment. Go ahead, Ira.
I'm sorry. I mean, you're not freaked out about him going in there, right? And getting a haircut?
No.
Okay. But you're freaked out about going into a grocery store or
there's 1,000 people in a grocery store and they're all morons.
I mean, I'm not really freaked out about much of shit anymore, honestly.
You're not?
I'm really not. No, I'm not really. Not really. And he's, you know, they wear masks at those places and
yeah.
If that does anything, I don't even know. But whatever. They practice all the crap and keep you socially distanced and stuff. Yeah. But all I know is his hair is he looks like a 1970s detective.
Same with me.
Mine's horrible. I finally got it booked for June 11th. You know, I have to have a medical procedure done in June.
Yeah. And
3 days before I get it done, I have to go get the nasal test for COVID.
And I'm
fucking bummed about that. Yeah.
Is this when you're getting the implants put in?
Yeah, the dick implant.
Yeah. He's getting calf implants.
No, I'm having the endoscopy and the colonoscopy both at the same time.
Holy crap. In from both ends, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, fist doc.
Moon, I've had
Moon
that.
River.
For that. You're not knocked out for that. But in order to go in there to get it done, you have to take the you have to get a COVID test done.
Yeah. So they're going to stick that thing in your brain.
And they stick me with them fucking needles? What you mean fucking needles?
Hey, Mike Ehrmantraut, did you ever have the colonoscopy and this?
I did it myself.
You did?
I took a rubber hose and I put a camera in it and I shoved it up there. Looked good.
You seem like the kind of guy that could probably do something like that yourself.
Well, you'll see.
Did you get the results back? Is everything all right?
I looked it all over and I didn't see any polyps.
Why don't you just get the antibody test? You can just They don't have to stab your brain for that one.
I don't know. I don't know what they want. It might be a thing to make money. I don't know. I got to call my insurance company tomorrow and find out if they cover it because I'm not spending $3,000 on it.
No, do the antibody test. You can do it. LabCorp does it.
Well, they don't accept that. They want you to have the nasal test, which is the only one that's accurate.
No, the antibody test is 100% accurate.
I'm not talking about antibodies. They don't care about that. They want you to take this stupid test to see if you're currently suffering from COVID-19. Not if you've had it.
They don't care. What the antibody test tells you, too.
Well, I know that, but that's what they... I could go do that and present it to them, and they'll go, well, you didn't get your other thing done, so you can't come in. Anyway, let's do the song. Right.
Seriously, I feel like I'm watching two old men play checkers in the park right now.
I told you.
Tests aren't 100%.
The antibodies test. You told me to get.
I'm just telling you what my doctor told me I have done. I can't complain about it. I got to do it if I want to get my ass polyps looking.
Are you listening? Can you hear me? I told you.
What are you talking about? King me.
King me.
You know, I was the defense for that.
King me.
You can't do that. You were on red, now you're on black. You can't go back.
Hello, we're not even playing checkers. This is Othello.
If you're playing checkers with Jeff, he's always going to tell you about who's wetting their beak in something. Who's getting the beak wet?
Yeah. Right.
I wet my beak in a dead body in Atlanta. Now, my wife sent me a story this morning that was in the news. Some guy was arrested for the cops thought that they were having public sex. So they got the guy, and then they went over to the woman, and she was dead.
Oh, that was like in Bibb County?
Yeah, Bibb County is where that was.
Mm-hmm.
Another proud moment.
We can talk about that, but we can't talk about the blue waffle thing?
I'm reading the last book on the left, the book from the last podcast on the left, people.
I saw a bunch of people get that in their feeds. Is it good?
The book is great. And I'm on the BTK killer right now.
Yeah.
The whole reason he came out to the police is because this dude that was a known duck rapist was trying to take credit for his murders.
Duck.
A duck rapist.
Was it crispy duck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Peking duck?
Yeah.
A known duck rapist.
Yep.
He's a known duck fucker.
All right, everybody. This is the last and final week. I guess those are the same things. Of additions.
Wait,
to
the last and final?
Yes. Of our quarantine playlist. So we're going to update the songs on that this final week, and then next week we are going to move to cruising songs, summer songs, shit that makes you happy when you get in your car and you go on that long drive, stuff you listen to instead of when you're sitting in your house, you know, worrying about some disease you can't see.
Right.
Double enemy.
All Grease 2 soundtrack all the time.
And yeah. let us know if you're listening to this shit, because this is a good playlist.
I
really
love
good.
The playlist. I've been listening to it. Guys, you don't even have to contribute, but follow. And look, we have 61 of you guys on Patreon. Okay. We get submissions from 4. So if you're listening, submit something. You can do it right there. And I'm not browbeating you, you know, hey, whatever. But you can
play DJ.
Help us help you.
Did you see that thing where you can DJ Spotify?
I don't have turntables.
No, you
and a microphone.
You do it on Spotify.
Yeah.
And you just pick the songs and you're the DJ.
Can I talk or do I just make this?
No, I don't think you talk.
I know, fun. Hey, coming up 4:37 on your Sunday afternoon. Slight chance of some showers tonight in North Georgia, but lows down in the lows.
It would be cool to hear a mixtape mix of them that you cultivated, you know, that you curated.
Well, that's true. I don't understand. I'll look into it a little bit more.
Yeah,
all right, so this is the
info.
Here's our final quarantine playlist, and next week we will be doing driving songs. Hang on a second. Ooh, that was a wet one. Gross. All right. I had McDonald's for lunch. I'm having ribs for dinner.
And the colonoscopy is.
Right. Well, he's figuring himself out, Steph.
It's Uncle Willie's wet ride.
I want something for him to have to dig through when he gets in there. All right, so 2 submissions from listeners this week. We have Brett Perkins with Sepultura's song, A Rose.
Okay. I'll listen to Sepultura.
Oh, my God.
Alice in Chains, Down in a Hole.
Oh, a good song.
And Weird Al, Nature Trail to Hell, which is also a
good song. I don't know that one.
That is a jam.
It is. It's on in 3D. Tim Slayton, Paul Cawthon, Slow Down. Pony Bradshaw, Van Gogh. And Kirk Windstein's Aqualung cover, which is a Jethro Tull song.
Oh, flutist.
Flautist.
Oh, that's your people, Steph.
Right.
So thank you, guys. Tim Slayton and Brett Perkins. And I'll just go ahead and do mine. Get them out of the way. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sorry. I'll do them as Paul Stanley. So Tim Andrews' three songs this week are mostly classic rock, although one isn't. So I guess, I don't know, 15% are. I'm not good with numbers. Dr. Wu by Steely Dan. It's a good song. Katie Lied. I Got Nothing. So only one of the songs was classic rock. I'm so sorry. 33.39%.
Are they supposed to be classic rock?
Well, no. One is. No, you can pick whatever you like.
Oh.
No Kiss. I Got Nothing, which is a new song by Dion. You remember Dion?
Yes.
Yeah. He's still alive?
Who likes to... Yes, he's still alive.
I didn't know that.
And he did an album with a bunch of different artists. So this is a song that I just listened to on Spotify. It's called I Got Nothing with Van Morrison and Joe Louis Walker. And then one of the tunes off of Merle Haggard's last CD is called Wishing All These Old Things Were New, which is a really good song.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. Was his last CD pretty good?
Yeah, it was really good.
All right, I'll pull
that up. This song is great. He's just like, I wish I could do that coke, but I can't. I'm too old. So I'll put that in the playlist. You can check it out there.
I picked the Van Morrison song for one of mine. It Stoned Me.
Oh, I love that.
That's a jam. Yeah.
And I picked Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Why'd you pick that?
This is kind of a upbeat, happy song.
I love that song. That's a great getting high, laying by the pool song.
All my songs were kind of inspired by getting high.
Yeah. No, what's the last one?
Wasted on the Way by Crosby, Stills, and
Nash. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love those two songs off that album. At CSN. Those
jam.
70s, early 80s pop hits. Those are fantastic. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff?
Am I allowed to play like a clip of my song?
Yeah. Oh,
am I allowed to do that? Okay. Sure. All right. So this week I am in a good mood. I am feeling like things are moving in a positive direction.
Good.
So
I like
for,
that.
For me, that's always early to mid 80s soul R&B is what really makes me
stuff.
Makes me Violet. Dance, makes me happy. And so my first song is, I don't know if you guys remember this little tune.
Turn it up.
Stay With Me Tonight by Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, I remember this one.
So much good keyboard. So
oh, look, she's dancing and everything.
That's what I'm saying. You can't not listen to this and get jacked up. Come on.
Go and if you radios aren't subscribing to our YouTube channel and not seeing this stuff.
Yeah, take it down because YouTube will kick it off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, no, and what I'm saying is...
No, play a little bit of it.
They will.
They'll kick it off. Okay, so we can play it. And so the next one is, I don't know if you guys remember a little band called Loose Ends.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They sang a couple songs. One of them was Slow Down, which is a jam, but then there's this one, which was such a hit. Hanging on a String.
The guy whose tooth's caught on a tampon string.
You got me hanging on a string now.
So
you can't be upset. But then, and then my last one, if you remember Womack and Womack.
Yeah, remember that? Country singers, Womack, Leanne Womack and Leanne Womack.
No, actually, this is pretty interesting. So Cecil Womack was the brother of Bobby Womack, if you recall. Yeah. Bobby Womack across 110th Street or whatever.
Right. That's a song
It's a jam, right? So
Yeah.
Cecil and Bobby, they were brothers. They came up together, did a lot of stuff together. Well, then when Sam Cooke, after he got murdered, Bobby married Sam's widow. And then,
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. That was weird.
That was awesome, though. I love that.
Any more music?
Now, that was a good Steph jam right there.
That was very weird.
So,
anyway, so after Sam got murdered, Bobby married Cecil's wife, and then, or Bobby married Sam's wife, And then their daughter, Sam Cooke's daughter, ended up marrying Bobby's brother, Cecil.
Weird.
Right. So Cecil's brother was his wife's stepfather.
My own grandpa.
All kind of played out. And the two of them, Cecil and Linda, they had a little band called Womack and Womack. And they were a hell of a good team. If you never listened
Strong to them, arm. Call Womack and Womack.
They were great. I don't know. But she had an amazing voice. Do you remember this?
No. Sorry.
Well, anyway. Baby, I'm scared of you.
But I like
by Womack and Womack.
I will listen to it in the playlist.
Well, please do that.
I do. I love putting it on. I mean, you guys put that playlist on random and you'll go from weird health to speed metal to, you know, something. It's cool. I like shit like
all over there. But that's my three songs. And they're all, like I said, mid to early to mid 80s R&B.
We should
put how was that David Spade movie on Netflix? You said you watched it.
Oh,
what was it?
So funny until the last quarter. And then really? It just, as these Gilmore movies do, Happy Madison movies do, it just banked left and went straight into the toilet.
Really? What's the movie?
Wrong Missy, it's called.
When's Alan Covert going to be able to, or Covert, and be able to make another movie?
Yeah. You know,
all he does now is talk right-wing shit on Twitter. Anyway.
Yeah, well, speaking of Rob Schneider, he had a little bit role in this as the typical dude with an accent missing some fingers, you know, how he always, that's his.
You can do it. You can do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Just another version of the You Can Do It character.
You can do it. All right, guys. I guess that's going to about do it for me, unless you guys got anything else you want to talk about.
Oh, let me just give my three real quick.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
No.
I was kind of the opposite of Steph. I was getting a little bummed out this week, just about, you know, I had a lot of plans coming up this spring and summer, and I haven't seen my parents in forever, which I should have seen them like twice by now, and since this all started, and I don't know, I kind of had like a heavy rock week to kind of snap me out of it. So a couple tunes came up in my own iTunes playlist kind of all in a row, and they all kind of fit, and I was like, you know what, I'm jotting these three down.
That's awesome.
And it was, this probably you wouldn't know, it's a band called Burning Brides. Killer album they put out probably about 10 years ago. Song called Heart Full of Black. Just a great, heavy, killer guitar riff song. and then a band called The Helicopters. They're from Sweden. Do you guys know these guys?
Mm-mm.
Killer band. This kind of fit. Hopeless Case of a Kid in Denial is the song. And then this one you will know. Do you know the song Halfway to Everywhere, the Black Crowes tune?
Mm-hmm. I know that one.
Only halfway. Well, the live version came up, and I can't remember which. I'll put it in the list that way, but I can't remember which live version it is, but it was a released thing. Killer version of that. It's got the full-on background singers, horns on it. It's so much going on. The big jam. You know, it's killer. So. Ooh. Halfway to Everywhere seemed appropriate to me at the time.
I look forward to listening.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
You only have two?
No, it was three. It was Helicopter song, Burning Bride song, and Black Crowes song.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I like that Helicopter as a name. Man. Yeah, that's cool. When I tried out for a heavy metal band in college, and they had a song called Helicopter, and I couldn't sing. I was too afraid, and I sounded like Lou Reed.
He sounded like Tim Velvet Michaels.
Tim Michaels. Those are mine. Cut a hole in a vagina.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to say, if you guys are interested in looking or whatever, the Gwinnett Animal Shelter next week, they are doing adoptions by appointment. So this is a big deal because they haven't done adoptions in weeks because of this COVID stuff. So now if you see a dog online, and they got a lot of good ones right now, because before, you know, all the good stuff, all the good inventory, all the not problematic animals are gone very quickly. Yeah. They're all there. I mean, you got the cream of the crop, pick of the litter. So you can just make an appointment and come in and meet the dog, the cat, whatever. It's kitten season. They're dripping in kittens. Kittens everywhere. They're all over the place.
Yep, all those, what do they call them? Feral cats.
Yeah, so there's kittens all over the place. And I got a new foster dog this week. Slippin' Jimmy McGill is his name. And,
nice.
And he's got a lot of emotional problems, we're finding out.
So all right, I'll be right over, Steph.
I'll just work with him. Work with him. That's all you have to do is work with him.
So that Slippin' Kimmy treatment.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna run some scams together, and I'm gonna see if I can't build up his confidence.
Oh, good, that'll help. Anything else, guys? Anything to plug?
One more thing, Steph. You wrote on here, white fudge ding dongs. I want to hear about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, please tell us.
Have you seen the Hostess white fudge ding dongs at the grocery store?
No, no.
Oh my God.
Jeff suckered me into buying those Nutter Butters, those double stuffed, and I ate the whole bag in like 3 days. And I said,
"Oh shit,
you got to try this new Ben and Jerry's Netflix and chill Ben and Jerry's."
What's in it?
I saw that.
It's like peanut butter, ice pretzels with like chocolate brownie batter. Yeah.
I'll eat that at the same time I'm eating a white fudge ding dong.
You got to have that white fudge ding dong. That's all I know.
I'm going to get that for you.
They're so good.
Huh?
You have kids. They'll eat them all. You only have to have one. I'll get it and eat all of them.
That's true.
I mean, we ate the box. I believe we ate the box, night. Yeah, no, pretty much. Yeah, I was like licking the inside of the box. It was,
well, there was a picture of the ding-dong on the box, and she had to eat that.
It was like, I got to have this white fudge ding-dong, you know?
Ding-dong, man. Ding-dong.
Ding-dong, yo.
So I highly recommend that as my staff pick is the white fudge ding-dong.
All right, sorry, I had to bring that up.
Snowpiercer. You guys going to check out Snowpiercer tonight?
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, what's it on?
I never saw the movie.
Oh, okay.
TBS or TNT? Oh, yeah?
TNT.
Do you need to have seen the movie to watch the show?
No, because it's a reboot, right?
I mean, it's like basically what? The movie? It's okay. The movie, but it's a TV show instead.
Right.
So it'll be like Solo for 20 minutes of it.
I guess. I don't know.
No, remember
we'll see. The train? But I liked the movie. I thought the movie was badass.
Awesome. All right. I'll check it out.
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, by the way, I saw on your notes too. We watched the first episode of season 2 of Dead to Me. Eh.
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
Great. What, Jeff?
Season 1 was good, but season 2 is like, man. Yeah. I watched 4 or 5 of them, and I'm like, not into it.
All right, I'm noping.
Yeah. All right, Ira, thank you for the game.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You want to thank me for that?
Yeah.
You did it.
Dinkies.
Dinkies.
And I'll say, too, you know, you were talking about haranguing people into watching shows. I got harangued into watching that Little Fires Everywhere to keep on with it. And yeah. A lot of crying. And a lot of Kerry Washington just doing this the whole time. I mean, just the whole time.
You ever see that episode of Law and Order SVU where she plays a paraplegic who has to communicate by blinking?
No.
Her lips are pursed the entire. This is before Scandal, so she's just sitting there. It's like Captain Pike. All right, guys. This has been a fun episode. Thank you for all logging on a Sunday, taking time to do this for our listeners.
Jeff, all right.
Jeff has salami arms coming out of his head. I love it. All right. Until next week, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon. Goodbye.
Bye.